Welcome to day 5 of the King is Coming Advent Devotional. I'm Mr. Sam, and with me is
Miss Emily. Good to be with you guys again.
We are going to continue on with this devotional. So let's pick up the star block. And today we have our guest, Mr. Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Brian. Thank you for joining us today. So grab your devotional book or sit back and listen as we learn about the people God picks.
This is the story of Jacob, Rachel, and Leah. Abraham had a son named Isaac, and Isaac had a son named Jacob. Jacob's name means trickster, which was a good name for him because he did a lot of tricking and lying and stealing. Jacob wasn't a very good person at all. The odd thing is, God had chosen Jacob. One of Jacob's great-great-great-grandchildren would be a child who would bring God back to all the people on the earth. Through Jacob, God would send a son, and everyone would say, "God has come to live with us." That's how it is with God sometimes. He doesn't always pick the people we might think. So one day, while Jacob was running away from his brother, because he had stolen from him again, Jacob met and fell in love with a girl named Rachel. No one was surprised that Jacob fell in love with Rachel. She was young and pretty. Of course Jacob had loved her and wanted to marry her. Jacob was so in love that he promised Rachel's father he would work for 7 years just so he could marry her. 7 years! What a long time! But you know what they say, time flies when you're doing something for someone you love. And so, for Jacob, the 7 years felt like a single day. And when the wedding day came, though, Jacob the trickster had a trick played on him. Rachel's dad decided to have Jacob marry Rachel's sister, Leah, instead. Jacob didn't know until it was too late. And boy, was he mad. He didn't want to pick Leah, because he didn't think that Leah was pretty. He wanted to pick Rachel. But God wanted to pick Leah. Jacob, of all people, should have known that God doesn't always pick the people we might think. Sadly, Jacob didn't see what God was up to. He still wanted Rachel, which made Leah feel sad and alone. But Leah wasn't alone. Just like God had chosen Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, God had chosen Leah. And through Leah, not Rachel, God would send a son. And everyone would say, "God has come to live with us." You see, God was with Leah, even when it was hard, even when her husband didn't want to love her, even when Jacob picked Rachel instead of Leah, God was with Leah. God gave Leah lots of children, and those children helped Leah feel happier than before. And what made Leah happiest wasn't her children. It was believing that one of her great-great-great-grandchildren would be the child who would bring God back. Even though, for now, Leah knew God couldn't remain. Sin drove him away. So Leah began to hope and to pray. "God, will you come back to stay?"
Awesome. What a good story. Thanks for reading that, Mr. Brian. So our question for today, we see that God is using unexpected people, right? So it was surprising that he chose Jacob and surprising that he chose Leah, but we see he chooses unexpected people. So our question, Mr. Brian, is how does it make you feel that God chooses unexpected people to do his work?
It makes me feel good knowing that, no matter how I think or what I say or how I act or even how I look, it has no impact on how much God loves me.
That's right.
His love, it's unconditional. He wants to use me regardless of all those things, no matter what. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Brian. As we continue with today's devotional, let's grab our day 5 block and spin it, and we'll see a picture of Leah. Let me close up in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, you have a plan for each one of us. We might not know it, and sometimes you might think that we're not part of your plan because things happen with everyone else except besides us. But let us trust you and know that within each one of us, you have a part in your master plan on your will. And I pray that I continue to give us strength to be who you want us to be, not to be someone else. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So stay tuned. Tomorrow, we are going to go from unexpected to a dreamer, the dreamer who saved the world. So that's tomorrow's story. So be excited for that. That's so everyone, nice. Don't forget.
The king is coming! The sin drove him away. God couldn't remain, sin drove him away. So Leah began to hope and to pray. So Leah began to hope and to pray. God will come back to stay.
This devotional is provided by the creators of Advent Blocks, or the Blockheads as they like to call themselves. You can learn more about Advent Blocks at adventblocks.com. Thanks for joining us.